Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my podcast. How is everyone doing? I've been thinking about all of you, and I hope you all keep sane and stay healthy. We are a few weeks into this coronavirus crisis, and we have all discovered a new normal. I find that I've adjusted quite well to working from home, and my struggle, I guess, it's finding that cutting point between working time and home time, and it's hard. And I know that I have my routine and everything, but especially going into weekends, I sometimes can feel a little bit disoriented. So after I have, let's say, a Saturday off, I wake up on Sunday and feel, oh, well, I've rested for a day. So is this my day now to be creative? Should I be doing stuff because I have all the time in the world? So, you know, we're still all trying to adjust to this new normal. So one of the questions that you guys have been asking me a lot on Instagram, on my at Mrs. Rodial account, is what to do when you're feeling low and demotivated. And my answer is nothing. Yes, you've heard it well. Coming from the Mrs. Motivation, we do have at times to realize that our body and our soul needs a rest. There are days that we have to be kind to ourselves. I remember a week ago, I woke up on a Sunday and I've done my morning routine. I've had my espresso, lemon water. I meditated. I did my intention for the day. And then what I planned to do was do a workout and then record the podcast. So these were my two goals for the day. It was a Sunday. I usually do my podcast during the weekend because Monday to Friday, I work on my business, Rodial and Nip and Fab. So weekends are usually the time when I do my podcast recording. So after I had set my goals for the day, I went in to switch on a streaming service that I use to do my workouts. I put my sneakers on, I got my weights on the side, my mat, my water all ready to go. And the minute I turned it on, I was like, oh my God, I'm just not feeling it today. I'm feeling super low. So there was a voice in my head that was saying to me, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to keep up. You'll have your endorphins going after you work out. So go ahead with it. You can. But then my body was telling me something else. Oh, you're feeling super low today. Don't stress your body. You have to take it easy. And so, you know what? I listened to my body and I said, you know what? I'm just not feeling it today. My mind had it that I had to work out, but my body just was saying another thing. So I decided to skip my workout. So then I sat down, I had another espresso and took 5-10 minutes. And I said, okay, well, at least I'm going to record the podcast. I put together some ideas on my notepad and I pressed the record button. And after recording the intro, I was like, oh my God, I'm not feeling it today. I just don't have the energy. So you know what? After trying to record and just giving up on it, I thought, you know what? That's it today. You know what? Don't try to make things happen. This is not your day. And I think this happens with all of us. We do get a lot of pressure. We do look at everything around us and you can't stop comparing yourself to what others do. So this other person that I know that's doing the same thing as me, they're doing 5 new things on Instagram, or they're producing 5 new pieces of content, or they're doing this, or they're doing that, or my friend's working out every day. And you know what? This is the time to be kind to ourselves. And if there's a day that you're not feeling it, you're not feeling motivated, it's okay. It's absolutely fine. You need to give your body the rest that it needs. If that means you take it easy for a day or two, that's okay. if you're feeling low, feel the feelings. You know, just be there. Don't push yourself when you're feeling low. Your body is telling you something. Your body is guiding you to what is the best course of action for you on every specific day. Take it easy. Slow down. If that means taking a nap in the middle of the day, take a nap and enjoy it. If that means lounging by the sofa and scrolling down on social media or reading or just watching a show, all of that. Do anything that makes you feel good. If you want to be on the phone with your friends for hours, it's okay. Don't feel guilty about that. Do whatever feels right for you. As much as I am all about motivation and making it happen and success, I also realize that the times that we're going through are unprecedented. And even though we've all found a new normal and a new way of working, the uncertainty doesn't go away. And I'm always very positive about things. I still am. But do I know where we're going to be in 3 months? Do I know how my business is going to be like in 6 months? I have no idea. There's a lot of uncertainty, and that's the reality. And all this uncertainty is putting a lot of emotional pressure on us. And this is the reality. I don't know about you guys, but I've been having the craziest dreams, like some crazy situations. And this is because everything we feel when you're in isolation, it's really strong. We have strong feelings and everything is magnified. So take it easy. Be kind to yourself. Very, very important. So when you're feeling low, what you need to do is give yourself a restorative break. And what I want to do is give you 4 areas that you can focus on and get yourself some rest. The first area is physical rest. That would mean try to breathe a little bit better, do some yoga, take a hot bath. The second area that you can rest is your mental rest. And that happens with meditation, visualization, walking in nature, listening to music. The third area of rest is social rest. This is all about spending time with people who make you feel good. Very, very important. And the last area of rest is spiritual rest. This is, you can pray, you can spend time in nature, you can connect with things greater than yourself. And this is an area that I really cherish. I could be listening to my astrology charts on YouTube, or I could be reading a spiritual book or getting on a spiritual podcast and just trying to find forces outside our day-to-day life to lead me into having this restorative break. So I hope you guys got some tips out of my podcast today. I hope this was helpful. Again, be kind to yourself, take it easy, slow down, it's okay, and feel good about it. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.